This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to participate in Moscow-mediated talks to end the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry said Friday. As deadly clashes over the breakaway Azerbaijani region continued overnight Thursday, foreign ministers of both countries accepted Russian President Vladimir Putin's invitation to meet for the first negotiation since fighting erupted September 27th. The preparations were underway, according to a Russian ministry spokesperson. The fighting has increased concern about the security of oil and gas pipelines in Azerbaijan that carry natural gas and oil to Europe. Friday, Pakistan blocked social media app TikTok for failing to filter out, quote, immoral and indecent content, the country's telecommunication authority said in a statement. The statement added, quote, in view of number of complaints from different segments of the society against immoral and indecent content on the video sharing application TikTok, Pakistan Telecommunication Authority has issued instructions for blocking of the application. Norway's 83-year-old King Harald V has undergone an operation to replace a heart valve at the main hospital in Oslo. The palace said it was successful and his condition after the surgery was described as good. The Nobel Committee announces the Peace Nobel Award for 2020 goes to the United Nations World Food Program. World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley says it's the organization's employees who deserve the credit.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. They're out there, and they deserve this award. And wow, 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 wow. I can't believe it.
This is VOA News. North Koreans wearing medical masks have gathered in the capital of Pyongyang, state media reported this week, ahead of what is expected to be a big military parade. The event Saturday possibly could feature the country's latest ballistic missile. The holiday marks the 75th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un could deliver an address, a South Korean news agency reports. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor has cleared him for public engagements beginning this weekend. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump's doctor says the president can make a safe return to public engagements as early as Saturday. In a letter updating the president's condition, Dr. Sean Conley says the president, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, has completed the course of therapy prescribed by his team of physicians. Conley writes that Trump has responded extremely well to treatment without evidence on examination of adverse therapeutic effects. Trump, who returned to the White House Monday from Walter Reed Military Medical Center, is eager to resume campaign appearances with Election Day less than 4 weeks away. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump is pulling out of an October 15th debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after it was changed to a virtual event. The president blasted the format change announced by the nonpartisan commission in charge of the debates and expressed concern his microphone could be cut off. With time running out for pre-election action, President Trump is increasingly airing his dissatisfaction with the Justice Department's investigation of the origins of the Russia probe in tweets and television appearances. The relationship between Mr. Trump and top ally Attorney General William Barr is fraying over the lack of splashy indictments so far in the Justice Department's investigation. People who are familiar with the matter recounted the frictions to the Associated Press. They say Trump and his allies had high hopes for the investigation into the Russia probe. China will purchase COVID-19 vaccines for 1% of its population, about 15 million people, via a global plan backed by the World Health Organization, the foreign ministry said Friday. The first batch of vaccines available under the COVAX program will be in short supply, so there would be less for other countries if China had secured doses for a large number of its 1.4 billion people, a ministry spokesperson told a news briefing. Chancellor Angela Merkel said she and mayors from Germany's 11 largest cities agreed Friday to adopt stricter anti-coronavirus measures if infections exceed a threshold of 50 cases per 100,000 population in a week. Restrictions could include stricter rules on mask wearing, private gatherings, and on buying alcohol. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.